32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who opened up the conference yesterday, will join us. He's back in Washington for another version of Talk Radio Town Hall in moments. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our conversation with Lou Holtz continues, and of course, I thought did a nice thing inviting the president to come to North Dakota and see the oil boom.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll put Kevin Cramer on that job next, and he can use Lou Holtz as the pawn. But we couldn't have Lou Holtz on the program and not talk a little football. And last night, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council arranged a really neat thing. Lou Holtz had a dinner here. And they brought in the president of NDSU, Dean Brashani, the president of UND, Bob Kelly, the athletic directors of both schools, and Coach Musselman was there from UND. Coach Bull, obviously, not getting ready for the Saturday game. But I had to ask Lou. I said, Lou, this great rivalry between the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux and the NDSU Bison is on the sidelines right now. Can you referee a fix for that dilemma?
No, I made it known yesterday. I said, when do y'all play? They said, we don't. I said, what? You don't? I didn't even know they didn't play. They said, well, we're on a little bit different level, but I just think it's too great. School. I would go in my room and I look at the interlocking ND and I say, wow, except it's green and, it's just two great schools. And why they don't play one another, I don't know, but I do know this. I had President Kelly on one side and President North Dakota State on the other, and they're both very intriguing people. And they're working together on a lot of different projects. Hopefully they'll work together on being able to play one another, because I think it's good for the people in the state.
Why does it happen? I mean, you look at now Big Ten schools refusing to play the FCS schools because it's the same thing, right? Where they're going to lose, obviously, a little different in that this rivalry is an hour apart. But, I mean, did you as a coach ever come in and say, hey, we have more to lose than they do, so let's not do this and disregard the fans? Why decisions like that get made, do you think, Lou?
I never worried about that. Whoever we're going to play, you have an obligation to beat them, so it doesn't matter who. But I just think it, like being in North Carolina State and not playing North Carolina, not playing Duke, not playing Wake Forest, I mean, that's insane. I just can't believe it. But they know what they're doing, and I'm not here to pass judgment, et cetera, but I'm just surprised. Up in my room, you have a beautiful stadium here. It's not quite as big as your hockey stadium, but I got the impression I did. Hockey's pretty important here in North Dakota. Plus, I follow hockey, and I know the success you've had. You've won the championship a few years ago, and you've competed for it on others.
You were one of the early predictors that NDSU, the Bison, would beat K-State, and they didn't disappoint. What did you think of that matchup?
I thought it was great. I mentioned it. You get a feeling on a game, and I mentioned it on four different shows. I mentioned it, and people were laughing. Yeah, Kansas State, they played the bowl game, major bowl, and lo and behold. But when I looked at it, and I looked at the success, you win two championships in a row. You got 18 starters back and 2,000-yard rushers and a four-year quarterback, and you led the country in defense the year before, and you got nine starters back. You have a great punter, great place kicker, but more importantly, you know how to win. See, even though you played great, and even though you took the lead, well, you fell behind. Most teams would have folded, except those that know how to win. Those that are used to win, they find a way to win. That's what I was counting on, and that's exactly the way it turned out, which is a great tribute to them.
Lou, thank you for coming to North Dakota. We look forward to having you back here again. Do you plan on coming back to North Dakota?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. It's a great area, but it will probably be in the summer.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
How does an Ohio grad, or native, get so soft on the weather? I don't know. Maybe he does live in Florida now. So.
Hey, weather in Ohio is not bad. I used to live in Michigan. It's moderate when you get down the southern end.
Anyway, that was fun, wasn't it?
He was one of the most jovial, sincere, succinct individuals I have ever had the opportunity to meet.
And he riveted this crowd, folks, for an hour. And just talked to Senator Tom Campbell from Grafton. And
took questions for an hour.
And Tom said, you know, I sat in the back of the room and took notes one after the other. It was pretty interesting. All right. Anyway, we appreciate the time with Lou Holtz and our exclusive little sit-down here on What's on Your Mind to hear from the keynoter. Another of the speakers at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting who opened things up yesterday is our guest next. And here for the entire hour to answer your questions, as he does every Wednesday as part of our Talk Radio Town Hall effort, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kevin, welcome back.
To see you guys yesterday, it's hard to believe it was just yesterday morning I was at the Petroleum Conference and seeing you all, and then now here I am in Washington. It feels like a month ago.
Yeah, and if you need any more examples, and I don't think we do, of the nationwide and worldwide impacts of the North Dakota oil boom, you know, here's Lou Holtz, board of directors of a company, Nuvera Environmental Services, that, of course, merged with Power Fuels recently,
yes,
singing the praises of North Dakota. It's pretty cool, isn't it? And
it is
oil.
Cool. You know, Lou Holtz spoke to the Republican freshman when I first came here in December of last year. He's such a great motivator and passionate guy.
For sure. By the way, our telephone numbers for your questions or comments of Congressman Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We always get the callers first and get your questions in, and they pour in on any and all issues. They're certainly welcome today. I want to start with the farm bill because I know you've got an important vote. Obviously, the effort of splitting the nutrition food stamp part of the farm bill and the farm programs into two different bills happened in the House, and there's been a lot of hand-wringing over the Senate and other places about that, but you're about to vote this week on the
Bakken Amendment.
What Steve likes to call the Bakken Amendment.
Yeah.
Kevin actually came up with that. So.
Yeah, well, you're the guy that kept bugging me about it. I thought it's only appropriate that we name it after the guy with the most passion. So look, guys, the reality is that the separation of the food stamps from the farm title in the farm bill, which has been they've been together since the early 1970s, was resulted because we didn't get enough Democrats to support the first farm bill this year that included food stamps, and so we had to do something to get more on the conservative side to support the bill, and so leadership had the idea of separating it. They listened to Steve Bakken enough times that they separated it. And the reality is it actually worked. We actually passed the farm bill separate from nutrition. Now, tomorrow we're going to vote, I believe, on the nutrition piece of it. It's on the schedule for tomorrow. And it'll have some modest reforms to food stamps, as you probably know. If you don't, let me go through the statistics again. But food stamps are mandatory spending, much like Social Security and Medicare, and now Obamacare. They're mandatory spending. So the program has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And the reason it has doubled, besides a very poor economy over the last 5 years in our country, is that the president unilaterally, through executive order, waived the work requirement, requiring able-bodied adults who have no dependent children to have a job or be looking for a job or be training for a job in order to receive these benefits from the government. So at some point in time in America, the high ethical standard of working or to earn your benefits was somehow flipped. And now, there's, according to, you know, sort of the culture out of the White House is that you shouldn't have to work or even volunteer for benefits from the government, even if you have no dependent children and you're able to do to do work. So what we're going to do tomorrow is replace that in the bill. We're going to require that able-bodied adults without dependent children be looking for or training for a job or even volunteering someplace so that they can earn their food stamp benefits. It's very modest. It's anticipated, it's estimated by the Congressional Budget Office that could save up to 5% out of a program that's more than doubled in the last 5 years. So it's very modest, and we just want to have that debate in public. And I know there are some editorial boards around the state that are, you know, fretting over having this debate. But in North Dakota, we still work for our food, and so I think it'll be just fine.
Yeah, it's more of a case of turning the program back into its intent, more of a hand up rather than a hand out. Is it going to pass?
It's going to be very close, Steve. I don't expect any Democrats will vote for it. For some reason, their president and their leadership has taken the position that, you know, permanent dependency, I think, is good for their politics. I think that's the bottom line. More people dependent on the government and that aren't required to work somehow enhances their chances at the polls. I reject that. I don't think we ought to do things for political reasons. I think we ought to do them for the good of the country. In fact, I think we ought to do it for the dignity of the person. And that's part of my pitch. You know, when Theodore Roosevelt was in North Dakota when he wrote his autobiography, he talked about the glory of work and the joy of living, that the hardy life pounded through their veins in the Great West.
There you go. Very good point. We'll finish off on that and get Brandon Fargo up first here to go with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Straight ahead, folks. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. It is Wednesday, our weekly town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We are broadcasting today from, and yesterday as well, from the 32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll get Congressman Cramer's thoughts on that coming up in just a few minutes. Kevin, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thoughts before we get to our first caller on the Farm Bill and the separation of the Bakken Amendment.
Steve, I think I'm pretty well wrapped up in terms of the defense of what we're going to do. This is a projected savings of 5% in a program that's more than doubled. Very modest reforms. It does does away with the categorical eligibility, which, you know, that's the other piece where if you qualify for any other benefit from this at the state level, you automatically are eligible for food stamps. Then we have a whole bunch of people that are far exceed the income and asset requirements for welfare, but they still qualify because states will give a $1, for example, in a benefit to somebody for home heating, and then they in return get several hundred dollars for food stamps. It's just modest reforms. We're going to vote on it. I expect it'll pass. But the important thing is that it'll then go. The whole Farm Bill will then go to conference committee, where the Senate and the House will reconcile the differences. Most likely, food stamps will get put back in with the farm piece. But at the very least, we've had the debate in an open and transparent way. And when it comes back, I expect we'll have a Farm Bill all done, you know, before the end of this month, or at least very shortly after that.
Sounds good. That's the news everybody's waiting to hear. Brandon Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550 on our Talk Radio. Talk Radio Town Hall. Brent, go ahead.
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, did you get the CBO report yesterday?
On which?
Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan office.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with
that. What you guys are doing in Washington, Cramer, is
Which report is he talking about? I guess that's what I'm asking about.
Officer, it came out yesterday. It's nonpartisan. What you guys, all you clowns in Washington are doing is unsustainable. And you all know it.
Okay,
any particular report you're talking about, Brent?
I'm not sure what he's referring to specifically. What's unsustainable and what is it that we're doing? Like that's because I'd like to address it.
Brent, can you hear that question?
If our congressman doesn't know what the Congressional Budget Office report is, then we've got bigger problems in this country than we know. That should be a report to listen to.
Which particular report are you talking about? What he's asking.
The Congressional Budget Office reports all day long, every day, to the Congress of the United States. So I'm not. I read a lot of stuff from them on a regular basis, but you have to be more specific. Which report are you talking about, and what specifically are the issues?
The report of what you guys do to Washington, of printing money, and all the smoke and mirrors that you're doing is unsustainable. You guys in Washington are nothing but a bunch of clowns, Kevin, and everybody knows it.
Yes, I guess this is very, very vague. Congress does not print money. The Federal Reserve prints money. And I would agree that the continually printing of money as some sort of means of economic recovery is unsustainable. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Congressional Budget Office agreed with that. But again, the Federal Reserve is not under the congressional purview. One thing I do know that the CBO has come out with in the last couple of days is that the actions of Congress over the course of the last several months, we've been able to cut our deficit nearly in half just in the last year on the discretionary spending side. But the CBO did report that unless we get our arms wrapped around entitlement spending, which is Social Security, Medicare, and now Obamacare, and things like food stamps, we will have a deficit for a very long time, and that the problem with the deficit and then the growing debt, which is approaching $17 trillion, is that it is going to be very, very bad for our economy for decades. And that was a report, I believe I read that this morning or it might have been yesterday, that came out of the CBO, that our debts are, we're in trouble for a very long time if we don't get our handle on the discretionary side or the non-discretionary side of the spending ledger.
Well, the one you're talking about, you know, having read about this morning, is one I read about as well, talking about the current death pat unsustainable and entitlements needing to be reformed. But as I read that and the analysis of it, it was more critical of the Obama administration. You know, it sounds like he was trying to say, you know, you guys in Washington. In other words, it's Washington's fault. Do you consider yourself, part of Washington, Kevin?
Well, I'm certainly one member out of 435 in the House of Representatives, but I'm a member of the conference in this town that has actually passed a balanced budget. I was proud to vote for a balanced budget. That balanced budget sits in Harry Reid's top drawer and doesn't seem to ever be getting acted on. We've been able through the discretionary side and through sequestration actually cut the budget deficit nearly in half. But the story that came out, and I read it in the Associated Press that warns of long-term debt problems. What's amazing to me was it was a story covering Jack Lew, the Obama Treasury Secretary, saying that on the one hand, he said efforts to either defund or delay Obamacare are unacceptable. And then on the other hand, he says that going forward, we're going to have a bad economy for a long time if we don't deal with our long-term debt. And it's like, you know, hello, do you not hear what you're saying? The thing that's creating the long-term debt are the entitlement programs, and this is going to be bad for our economy for decades to come. So that's why, for example, this week, probably Friday, the House is going to vote for a continuing resolution till December 15th, the fund of government till December 15th, that allows our appropriators to finish all the appropriations bills and at the same time defunds Obamacare, both the discretionary and the non-discretionary side. We are fully going to defund Obamacare on Friday. Now, of course, then it'll go over to the Senate where you know, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz seem to be pretty confident that they can save the day over there. So we're hopefully the Senate will follow suit. But
All right, back to more calls.
Yeah, let's get back to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gary on Highway 83, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Congressman Kramer. I spoke to you earlier this summer, heading down the road in the morning. Nice visit to begin with you. But at that time, I'd asked you about exempting Congress and your employees and stuff from Obamacare. And you indicated, boy, if there's a way to do it, you know, you should be happy to. Well, you have that now. The president has not, correct me if I'm wrong, provided Congress and your staff with exemptions from Obamacare. With all the talk about, well, we're going to defund it and it's a bad deal, and I agree, 1,000%, get rid of it. However, I have yet to hear one person from Congress say, the exemption, I am not accepting it, I am staying with my constituents and the American people.
Sure.
By exempting myself from the exemption, which, well, of course, as you know, and again, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, was a violation of our Constitution. You can't just go change laws like that.
So yeah, we have less than a minute left for your answer for Gary, Kevin.
Sure, sure. First of all, Congress isn't exempt. We will be thrown into the exchange along with all of our employees. I don't think there's any turning that back short of, again, defunding Obamacare altogether, and I'm completely committed to doing that, exactly that. The exemption I think Gary's referring to refers more to, will they be able to be compensated for it through the members' budgets and things like that. We already, you know, frankly, I already pay quite a bit into even the current health care system that we have in Congress, much more than I did at the state of North Dakota. But
Gary, I hope that helps. We'll finish on the other side of the break with more of this. Brad and Cameron waiting to weigh in, too. More coming up. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey folks, Scott Hammond here with a special invite for you to take advantage of a premier Minnesota resort. You've heard me over the years talk about Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Well, I want you to experience it. And if you go to chaseonthelake.com, you'll get some pictures. You'll see the condos, they're beautiful 2 and 3 bedroom condos. You'll see the facility, you'll see the beautiful lake and the view and the 502 restaurant and all the charm of the lodging and the fun, the Comprador Aveda Spa. You'll see what I'm talking about the moment you go to chaseonthelake.com. But you really can't understand it until you stay there. And you just experience it and relax. How's this for a great deal? Your pocketbook will relax any Sunday through Thursday in September or October. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, get your second night free. No kidding. That's right. Any Sunday or Thursday, book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, get the second night free. Use the promo code Scott at chaseonthelake.com or call them now, 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is What's on Your Mind, K-Fire 550, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Tioga. We continue with Congressman Kevin Cramer. This is the weekly talk radio town hall. By the way, we touched earlier on the Farm Bill issues, and we're going to get back to the calls in a minute, but we have heard from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They're very concerned about some things happening in the Senate today and want to remind folks that it's a good day to call Senators Hovind and Heitkamp on what issue again?
Not allowing the crop insurance to be tied to the conservation compliance side of that. From a lot of producers, that is a big, big concern. And, Kevin, I wanted to ask your take on that. What's your thoughts on not allowing the crop insurance to be tied to the compliance for conservation?
Kevin, are you there?
Hey, guys, I cannot hear you. If you can hear me, but I'm not able to hear you.
Can you hear us
there
now?
There we go. Now I'm.
All righty.
Sorry about that. We just asked a quick question about the vote over in the Senate today. They're working on the compliance part of the conservation
compliance side of things, tying that to the crop insurance.
Steve asked your take on it. It's not in the House version, but is in the Senate version.
That's correct. Conservation compliance is a requirement for crop insurance. It's tied to the Senate Farm Bill. It is not tied on the House side. That's a very big difference between the two bills. And conservation compliance as a condition of crop insurance is a very, very hard thing for North Dakota farmers, because most of the farmers in other parts of the country have already, they're finished with all their drainage. They've gotten far ahead of us in terms of use of drain tile and drainage techniques, drain their wetlands. And in North Dakota, we've always been conservation oriented, and our wetlands change from year to year, decade to decade. We have a pretty robust wetland, obviously, culture in North Dakota. And so this would make it very difficult. It's never been tied, or I shouldn't say never. It hasn't for about 20 years been tied together. But Senate Democrats are really, especially leadership, bent on tying conservation compliance to crop insurance. So that'll be a real battle. Now, I do have an amendment, the Cramer Amendment, that passed the House. I hopefully will survive the conference committee. It at least mitigates wetland drainage with a one-for-one mitigation standard, 1 acre for 1 acre. Currently, if you want to drain even a little nuisance wetland, and we all have seen them when we drive down the highway and we see these little depressions in the land where there's no corn or there's no wheat, just this little area. That was a wetland in the spring, and then it, dried up and as the spring went on. But because it was determined a wetland, in order to farm that, you have to go to NRCS, to the bureaucrats, and they say, well, that may only be 1 acre. It would take 5 acres to mitigate it because it'd be better for ducks. So what I've done is I put into law the Cramer Amendment, which states no net loss means 1 acre for 1 acre, not 1 acre for 5 acres or 10 acres or the discretion of some bureaucrat. If that survives, that is at least some consolation, but it's still – we still need to do all we can to make sure that the House bill language is maintained.
And on the Senate side, make sure you call your congressman, because basically it's tying the hands of the producers.
Call the senators.
Call the senators. 202-224-3121. Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp know that you do not want the crop insurance tied to the conservation compliance.
Yeah, 202-224-3121. And if you only want to make one call, I'd call Senator Heitkamp, because it's Senate Democrats, obviously, that are pushing that. Senator Hovind.
And Senator Hovind supports, and by the way, and Senator Heitkamp, I believe, supports the House position. The question becomes, can they convince, you know, the leadership of the Democrat side of the Senate to be with us?
He's got a better chance of convincing Democrats than Senator Hovind does. So
sure.
That's where it needs to go. 202-224-3121. Back to the phones. Brad, Grand Forks has a farm bill question for our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hello, Congressman Cramer. It's an honor to speak to you. And while I don't agree with everything Congress and Senate is doing, I wouldn't go so far as to say you're a clown. I have a question for you. My ignorant understanding of the farm bill is what I'd like to have clarified. And
sure.
I think there's a lot of us out here that have these questions. I think the basic understanding of the farm bill is that it's food stamps for everybody and free subsidies for all the farmers. and I know that
not
that's
quite.
Probably not true.
Yeah.
And so I would love it if you could maybe, and it probably can't be done real quickly, but just kind of a brief overview of why we really need this farm bill. Because
sure.
Those of us that aren't in farming are going, hey, how come they're getting free money and I'm not?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, Brad, a great point. In a nutshell, and just so people know, too, on the farm side, I've talked about the nutrition side has escalated dramatically, especially in recent years, to where it's now over 80% of the farm bill. Part of why it's more than 80% is because the farm portion has actually decreased in terms of the payments. For example, this farm bill that we passed in the House and the Senate both does away with direct payments to farmers, and it has a more modest safety net in the form of crop insurance. And Brad, the basic purpose of the safety net for farmers is not to help farmers be rich no matter what, but bankers, for example, require some certainty, some safety net to capitalize agriculture. Agriculture is a small business that's becoming bigger, no question, with the consolidation and whatnot. It's becoming bigger, and it's becoming more efficient, which is why I think the subsidy side of it has been able to come down steadily. This current farm bill is a 10% reduction in payments to farmers in subsidies. But that safety net's required because, as we know, there's so many things outside of a farmer's control, not the least of which is our weather. And so that's why that safety net is provided, so that farmers can be banked and so that planting can occur and the harvest can occur and we can feed a hungry world. And that's why that business enjoys some of the benefit, if you will. But at the same time, the nice thing about crop insurance is farmers pay into it. It's not just a freebie. It's not a direct payment. We're doing away with the direct payments in lieu of a crop insurance program. And it's granted a subsidized crop insurance program. But nonetheless, farmers pay into it with hopes of never needing it. And can we do better? There's no question. We can do better. And we continue to look at ways within the crop insurance program itself to cut the costs, but to have an appropriate safety net that's that recognizes the risk of farming. On the other side, the whole reason that the nutrition programs, food stamps, traditionally going back to 1973, have been tied to agriculture is because neither one of those two entities, if you will, could muster a majority. So they built this coalition by getting urban liberals that support food stamps to also support agriculture when they wouldn't be naturally inclined to, and rural ag states and members of Congress to support food stamps, which they wouldn't be naturally inclined to do. And consequently, they form an alliance. Some would say an unholy alliance. Some might say a very holy alliance as a part of a food policy. But the transition over the years and the way it's developed, of course, it created this dramatic imbalance where it's now over 80% of the farm bill. It has nothing to do with farming. It has to do with the food programs.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Cameron in Crystal. Cameron, what's on your mind for Congressman Cramer?
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Cam.
Scott. I think the call earlier in reference to the CBO was referring to the State of the Nation, basically. It came out on January 13th of 13th, and they published a report annually. Maybe you just read it. And basically what it stated was that repaying the Social Security, because right now Social Security has approximately, I think it's $2.6 trillion in IOUs from the government. And Social Security in 2024 or something is going to have to start asking for that money to be repaid. And at the current projected spending levels, with income levels, that in itself becomes unsustainable, because the United States government cannot reduce debt from a budget deficit position.
Yeah, about halfway through that, I started to lose Cameron a little bit, but if I understand, and I'm familiar with the report that I think it came out yesterday, I'm not entirely certain, I read about it this morning, but that talks about the sustainability of our budget, mainly related to these programs that you're talking about. Just as an example, the share of federal spending devoted to health care, you know, the federal health care pieces, Medicare and Obamacare, would go from 4.6% of our gross domestic product today to 8% by 2038. And then Social Security would rise. The number of people receiving benefits today is 57 million, and in 25 years it'll be over 100 million. And obviously that imbalance of people paying into people receiving benefits is not sustainable. And that lack of sustainability creates a tremendous burden on our economy as well, not just on the government. And so it's why we have to get to entitlement reform. We can't just simply do sequester and discretionary spending cuts to balance the budget and fix our economy. We have to get to this. And the good news, Cameron, is, and you know, hopefully you agree with me, but is that if we deal with it today, it's far less drastic than if we deal with it 10 years from now or 15 years from now. And kicking the can down the road has been the way that Congress, both Republican and Democratic Congresses and presidents, have been dealing with this for years. Remember George W. Bush, when he was first reelected, his first trip after being reelected and being sworn in was to Fargo to talk about Social Security reform. And, of course, it was shot down shortly after that because politicians didn't want to deal with it.
Well, the biggest problem is that you got $2.7 trillion in the bank,
yeah,
and Social Security in and of itself is not in trouble.
Right.
It's not today. It's the rest of the budget that is in trouble, because until you can run a surplus, an actual true surplus, not a Bill Clinton style.
Right.
You have to be able to repay the monetary lending that Social Security has done to the federal government to allow it to do discretionary spending.
That's a very, very important point. That's a very important and good point. You're exactly
Cameron,
right.
Appreciate the call. We're going to go to Bob in Grand Forks next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bob.
I just called regarding earlier. I think you mentioned something about Social Security, but you said that it's part of an entitlement program. It really is an entitlement, is it?
You guys, I'm not hearing anything right now. I don't know if you're hearing me.
You didn't hear Bob, but Aaron.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you had to cut back spending on the entitlement programs, but then you included Social Security being an entitlement.
Yeah.
But for the people drawing it, it isn't really an entitlement because they paid in, their employer paid in.
Mm-hmm.
How is that considered entitlement?
Well, here's why. I know it's oftentimes talked about as an entitlement. Sometimes it's talked about as a retirement program. The reality is, well, I pay in, you've paid in, people that are currently receiving it paid in as well as their employer. The fact is that nobody's paid enough in. The people today are paying more in so that recipients can get you know, their benefits. And so from that standpoint, and you are entitled.
Hang on,
hold that
thought. The dreaded clock is calling. Bob, hang tight for the rest of your answer. More after this. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Buchan Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back with the Talk Radio Town Hall and our final segment on this edition of the program with Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls. Bob in Grand Forks, I think, is where Bob was calling from. Doesn't want bottom line, quickly, if you would, to wrap to him, we'll go to the next one. Just basically doesn't believe that we ought to be calling Social Security an entitlement.
Except that's arguable, I suppose, but the reality is that Bob, and if in fact he's on Social Security, he's entitled to it because he paid into it. Same with Medicare, by the way. Medicare is also something that you pay into your whole working life, and there should be an expectation that you receive it at the end, at the time when you retire and become eligible for it. So, to the degree that you're entitled to it, you are entitled to it, not as just a matter of principle, but as a matter of the fact that you paid into it. And the challenge with it, whether you call it an entitlement or whatever you call it, a retirement program or a health care program, is that there's not enough going in to pay everything that's going out in the long run, and we have to deal with that reality.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Cheryl in Leith. Cheryl, what's on your mind for Congressman Cramer today?
I was just wondering if the congressman had any thoughts concerning the arrival of Mr. Jeff Scoop from the National Socialist Movement into Leith this weekend, and then also the fact that there will be counter-protesters on Sunday as well. I just wondered if he had any thoughts on that or if he had any words of support for the people of Leith. Just anything for us.
Well, yeah, it's a great question, Cheryl. Obviously, it's not necessarily a congressional question, but as a person of in public life, and I have to tell you, I grieve what has happened. At the same time, I'm looking forward to the people of Leith and the local folks dealing with this in a manner that is, of course, on the one hand, civil, but also passionate. Because one thing about North Dakota, we are a diverse place, but we also, and we have a lot of tolerance for a lot of things, but we have a lack of tolerance for the inappropriate things, and certainly the type of bigotry that's been expressed and demonstrated, and the goals set by new residents of Leith are inappropriate for our society in North Dakota. And as hospitable as we are, we're hospitable because we're decent, and I'm confident the people of Leith are taking a position of decency. At the same time, I don't want to overreact to it either, and I would recommend, passion for sure, but at the same time, civility.
Yeah, sure. I'm kind of curious. I thought maybe if the media just ignored this whole thing, this guy wouldn't be coming to town. He comes to town, comes to state, gets a platform, right? I mean, would you like to see the media just sort of ignore the guy?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. And, if there's a platform for him to be getting his side of the story out, then at the same time, we need to get the other side of the story out. We need to get that we don't want the bigotry, and we don't want the hatred.
We don't condone it. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And you said you're doing that. You're doing that on Sunday, huh?
Well, that's happening on Sunday. Yes, Mr. Scoop's people will be here Sunday and Monday, I believe. But as far as I know, there's going to be counter protesters on Sunday.
Well, one thing I feel strongly about, Cheryl, is that if we can demonstrate our protest with with affection and with love and with appropriate expression of faith, we can win the day. And I just, I'm confident the people in North Dakota, and especially of Leith, will do that.
Appreciate the call, Cheryl. Thank you.
And Cheryl, thanks very much for the call. Kevin, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Navy Yard shooting. What's the sense in Washington you get, and how's that going to tie into the battle for the Second Amendment?
Well, first of all, Steve, there's a great sense of sadness in our community, and I call it our community, and people give Washington a bad name, like Brent, referring to everybody here as clowns as though it's a community thing. This really is a community. And last night, the House of Representatives, led by the Democrat from D.C., prayed and really grieved together. And having said that, with regard to the Second Amendment issue, no doubt we already see the president is using it as a political wedge. But it does raise the question of what we do about mental illness and that type of a background check. And it's an area that I think that a lot of people do feel, a lot of Second Amendment rights advocates even feel like, could we do a little better job of keeping guns out of the hands of the wrong people as opposed to keeping them out of the hands of the good people?
Isn't really what happened there a prime example to be used by folks like you that defend Second Amendment rights and are pushing back with this idea that we need? I mean, it was a gun-free zone within a gun-free zone. The guy had Uber background checks and yet still committed this. To me, everything that they're pushing for in the way of getting less and less, ability to have, private gun ownership in this country falls flat on its face with that very argument.
Well, it really has fallen. It's really demonstrated what happens when there's a failure in the system that already exists, and that's always been our problem. We have, we have a lot of gun laws that aren't being enforced. What makes anybody think that if we have more of them, that it's going to be better? And so you're exactly right, Scott. This was not a 2020 vision type of a deal. This is a situation where you look at a guy that's had multiple infractions and brushes with the law and clear mental illness issues, and he's still able to carry a shotgun into a gun-free zone where he's got access and shoot people and take their guns and use them. I think it's pretty clear that this one advocates for the things we've been talking about.
Kevin, once again, way too quick. We got about 20 seconds. What's your highlight from the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting here in Grand Forks?
I want the President of the United States and Nancy Pelosi to come to North Dakota, meet with petroleum producers, look at our beautiful state, and see how good America could be. If
Lou Holtz. You have an ally in Lou Holtz. He extended an invite today, so maybe you ought to get Lou to get in front of the president and make that happen. Kevin, thanks a bunch. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Get some more of your calls.
Thanks.
Congressman Kevin Cramer graciously joins us to take your calls every Wednesday on the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.